page to write on. So I'll just observe, if you don't have a pad, you've left your notes somewhere. Oh, okay. All right. No, that was on a lighter note. So, okay, let me just deal with the issue that was raised by Honorable Kaula about the NCOP. The explanation is that there was Honorable Mtileni from the Economic Freedom Fighters, from the NCOP. Subsequently, the member lost his membership of the council. So he's no longer a member of the council, and the Economic Freedom Fighters have not replaced him. So originally they are supposed to be, members are supposed to be 9, now they are 8. So because of the absence of the EFF. Okay?
Okay.
All right. On the deliberations, honorable members, I don't want us to have a long discussion about what approach and all of that. I want us to quickly agree on the approach that we are going to take so that we spend time on the motivations and the discussion as opposed to be bogged down on the process. We are proposing that we will go through a process of elimination. And how we do that, we will request members to motivate the names that they think qualifies into the second round. I hope those names are not going to be 13. Because if the names are 13, there is no second round. It's still the first round. So hopefully if the names are less than 13, maybe 10 or so, then we'll get into the second round of taking name by name and agreeing whether it must go through. But at least let's have a first round of identifying just a pool of names that we'll throw into the in the basket. Yeah, identify a pool of names that you throw into the basket, and then if they are less, if they are 7, then we are done. We don't have to go into the second round. But if they are more than 7, we'll then have to take each name, motivate, see if we've got, and if we agree, and so forth, and then agree on a name. So I hope members have been taking their notes. Can I get comments on this proposed approach? Are members fine with it?
Agreed.
Honorable Kaula?
I just want to find out this process of elimination, how is it going to work? Like you are saying, if it gives us, takes us back to square one, and there is no second round because we keep on getting stuck on square one, how do we move out of that? Just want to find out on that basis as to how do we move out of the deadlock.
Okay. Look, the preferred is entirely up to the committee. Let me just say that. The preferred approach is to get as sufficient a consensus as possible, meaning that if the members can broadly agree that this name must get into the final list, that will help the process. that will definitely help the process. But of course, if members go on and argue and don't agree, obviously there must be a point where a decision will have to be taken. Yeah. But our first option is not to get into a decision through agreeing. Everybody agrees and then we vote or whatever the case may be. That we are going to avoid, because we want the committee to develop some kind of consensus. But of course, you know, Honorable Kaula, if it doesn't work out, there is an accepted means of taking decisions. We can't be here forever. At some point, we have to take a decision. By democracy. Are we not living in a democratic society? So I'm saying that let's avoid going into that, but we can't be here forever. I'm just on the comments, Honorable Mahapi, you are commenting on the approach. Okay. Any further comments? Okay. All right. I'm just going to take names, Honorable Members, just to identify a name that you think must progress into the second round, do the motivation, and then take it from there. We don't expect major disagreement at this point. Okay. Honorable Mahapi, Honorable Mkongi, Honorable Kaula, Honorable Grace, and we'll come to the second round. Honorable Manana will start on the second round.
Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. Chair, after a careful consideration and observation on the performance of the candidates, I'm going to suggest that the name of Ndumiso Thokozani Mkako be considered for the pool. Thanks.
A brief, not a detail, just a brief motivation.
Chair, if you check, out of the candidates that we have, we had a better sense of knowing exactly that Ndumiso Thokozani Mkako has got a deep understanding of NYDA mandate as opposed to other candidates, to some of the candidates, not everyone. He has got a sense of NYDA programs, what is entailed in it, and how best can you effect such programs. And Chair, most important, he has a vision of taking youth issues into the other level, especially by re-engineering NYDA to also consider attending to rural youth, which has been marginalized either way. Chair, I think he has fully participated in young politics, from the student politics, in COSAS, SASCO politics, youth politics. He has been active and currently still involved in the youth politics. Chair, he has got clarity and knowledge of the good governance. I think he was able to articulate clearly that he's got a good sense of what is really meant by good governance. Especially within the public sector, Chair, that is one thing that one has considered. Chair, he has also got a mandate, a commitment in mainstreaming young people into the economy. That is one aspect which is also a critical challenge, given our state of youth politics. Lastly, Chairperson.
You'll come back with a detailed. You'll come back with a detailed motivation.
No, it's
just a preliminary, just a brief motivation.
Okay.
Just for members to understand who we're talking about and why that person has to progress to the next round of elimination. I see no comment on that. Can we then move to the next? Honorable Kongi?
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I wanted to nominate The name was Fierce of John Mfeni. If we still remember, when we were beginning the interviews, we were given a framework by the officials and the co-chairpersons around what the capacities and capabilities that candidate should have and what could be possible answers that we expect from them. From the first question to the last question, I observed and listened to Sfiso that those questions are about the understanding, practical understanding of youth development discourse in South Africa, which to me is a prerequisite to lead any youth structures in South Africa. And if you look at these people, some of them, like Sfiso, he was in that process of the merger between the Msobomvu Youth Fund and the National Youth Commission. So he has been part and parcel of the development of these particular institutions and the establishment of the National Youth Development. So he has been part of drafting the act on itself, part of drafting the National Youth Police, and part of drafting even the strategy. Now, for me, we need such a person than an amateur that is going to learn there about these particular tools of youth development in South Africa. So with those small and motivations, before I can enter into detail, I think that is what, for me, makes Sfiso my choice. Thank you very much.
Any comment on that? No comment. We take the name to the second round. Who was the... Who did that? Was it... No, it was Honorable Tseke. And then... Kaola, you can start. You can...
Before I go to my name, I do want to say... This is very important, Chairperson, because it also speaks to our integrity as Parliament and also as individual members. So I'm very happy with the issue that has been raised by my colleagues before me of rewarding performance, because that is what the interview is meant to do. You judge people on the basis of performance. I can give you all my scores, Chairperson, and rank them from 1 up to 13 because I was giving them scores on each point and also giving them percentages of performance. The candidate I'm raising is number 2.
It will come in handy in the second round.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. The candidate I'm raising is number 2 behind Pile Andile BL, which means I've already raised 2. Andile Biela. Chairperson, in terms of understanding youth development, I was very impressed. He could give us policy, he could give us the issues of the act page by page. You know, he was so prepared, but not to say he was prepared only for the interview. You can prepare for the interview and make mistakes, but if it's something that you are used to, you can also tell that the person has this thing in the fingertips. So he has got a grip on issues of youth development. And also, he's young, and not to say that the act disqualifies people who are over 35, but he's young. He's below 35, way below 35. And one other thing I like with him is, you know, we want young people to be focused on even personal development. He's focused on youth development. He's also focused on personal development. He's developing himself even further so that, you know, he makes a positive contribution in the country. So I'm very convinced that he can make a good contribution in youth development in the country. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Who was the... Any comment on that motivation? None. Andile Biela goes into the second round. Honorable Zeke.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm not quite sure because Honorable Kaula has raised two names. So I'm not quite sure which one was he motivating. But nevertheless,
he was telling us about his scoring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, Chair, I want to propose the name of, in addition to Honorable Kaula, the name of Yeshen Pillay to be part of the candidates and to be elected. I'm raising his name, Chair, because in this time we want a person who can hit the ground running. Yeshen Pillay has been in the board for quite some time, since 2009 to 2012. Surely he has been the deputy chairperson of the board, and after that he was then elected to be the chair of the board. And I think in his tenure the board has been doing very well, Chair, and now of late they've received a clean audit chairperson. And he has, actually his track record in the youth development speaks for him. I think all these members can agree with me, Chair. And in his tenure also, he has introduced different programs like your business grant program, which have assisted many young people out there, Chair. Therefore, I'm proposing that we recommend him to be part of the board, Chair.
Performance?
In terms of the performance, he was good. He understand actually his role as the member of the board. He was just good in terms of the answers that he was supposed to give. You know, he has excelled actually in all the questions that was raised in the interviews, and he was so cool. It shows the level of maturity in him. So I propose that he be part of the.
Thank you very much. Any comment on the motivation? None. Candidate Pillay then gets to the second round. Honorable Mukoto. And am I going to the second round or am I completing the first round?
It's
the second round. Okay. Don't be angry, Honorable Manana.
I'm not angry.
Okay. Don't be angry. So I'm going to take hands for the. Okay, second round for the second round of nomination. Honorable Manana, Honorable Sibukwana, Honorable Mwabe, Honorable Nita, Honorable Lesoma, Honorable Mukoto. my apologies. My apologies. Honorable Mukoto. Honorable Mukoto. You have not been correcting me throughout the years. Yeah, I've known Honorable Mukoto for many years. So she has not corrected me, but I accept it. Okay. Honorable Mare, you'll be the first in the last round. The third round. Okay. Honorable Manana.
Thanks, Chair. I will throw the name of Baveli Lesongwa. I look at her performance during the interview. She understands the youth issues. And she also understands the policy of the NYCA. Besides, she was working as a community health worker, and she understands the social issues for our youth of this country. She has been working as a volunteer, as a transformation officer, of which she can even assist to transform the NYDA chairperson. She also participated in sports. This is what made me to recommend her, since we know that we want to see our youth in this country, the youth out of school and the youth in school, to participate in sports, as she was also playing a ladies soccer player. She was playing a ladies soccer. And when I look at this, all these names, there were a lot of males, and she's one of the ladies who performed with the confidence. She'll be championing the interests of young people in different sectors, running programs and campaigns of the NYDA. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comment on the motivation? None. Candidate Bavili Lutongwa, then we take it to the next round. Honorable Sibukwana.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I would like to come up with the name of the second candidate that we had, Siyaduma Biniza. With him, Chair, apart from being highly academic, he has full experience in youth programs. His other experience comes with National Treasury, and also in his performance, he has shown that he's dealt with programs of the youth. He's also innovative from the interview that we had with him. And if you look closely at his CV, he is fully disciplined and committed to the youth cause. And the youth initiatives, as we see across the countries, needs a person like him who is a coordinator. He has coordinative skills that he has shown in different ministries, organizing diaries and coordinating those programs. He's organized and full in management. His economic experience with the amount of funding that will be allocated to the NYDA will be beneficiary. Chairperson, this candidate is also a public representative from his own experience in the National Treasury, where he's worked previously. I'm happy to go on about his vision into championing the youth development and aligning it with the NYDA structures. Thank you for now.
Okay, thank you very much. Any comment? We take candidate Biniza to the next round. Honorable Lesoma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I've got two names. It's
one.
Okay. I will suggest the name of Zandile Majozi, Continuity Gender, and also, yeah, I think that's the chair.
Performance, Honorable Leso.
No, I spoke to that one. All of us have seen her CV, Continuity Gender, and also she has been there in the previous board as it were. But having said that, obviously she's aware, she knows fully well in terms of the NDP direction and also the NYDA policies and the Act. And also she has been part of the team that has made the agency to achieve the clean audit for 2 years thus far. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any comment? Zandile Majozi is taken to the next round. Yeah. Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chair. Still on gender. The gender, yeah. The female year, that's what I should be saying. The year of a woman. Yeah. I'm coming on number two from on. Oh, no, let me know to use this. Let the name of Zandile, the prudent to me. Chair, a part of being a public servant as a teacher. She also conducts extra classes over the weekend as her own initiative in the township, which is very rare on public service. And also in the interviews, she was good. And if you look at her CV, she has been on a number of youth structures and activities, starting from youth parliament for a number of occasions, and also on women activities, also in women's parliament. And you'll recall as well when you ask her to explain this unfortunate incident that appeared from the state security. She said that it was during the student politics days, and she was the first woman to contest the presidency. As the presidency then, she has been participating in these structures. And we have explained to her earlier on that even this incident that we received from the state security has no bearing on what we are doing today. And I'm advised she has since already started the process of getting this thing cleared, and she has been given all necessary documentation by the both SAPS and courts. And it's a good basis to say that I support him as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mwita.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I am nominating the name of Kenny Morolong. And when we were doing interviews, Chair, he demonstrated a very good understanding of youth development issues. And again, Chair, his own activism as a young person also counts, because he was sort of practical in which he was answering questions to us. And again, Chair, his experience in the NYDA, in my view, will really contribute positively in the work of the NYDA. With those few, Chair, I think we should nominate to be taken to the list. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comment on the candidate's motivation? Taking candidate Morolong to the next round. Honorable Pinky Mukoto.
You know, Chairperson, I get so offended if you continue to mispronounce my name in the same way as you were offended when Honorable Sibukwane spoke to you. I feel very offended because you know what, we must respect each other. If I tell you that my name is not pronounced in that manner, please respect that.
My apologies, Honorable.
Because I informed you that you can't do that.
My apologies, okay.
It's welcome. Yes, it's welcome. Chairperson, I want to propose the name of Komotso Joy Maimela. Chairperson, in my view, I think Komotso deserves to be in the board of the NYDA. She was very confident, although we know that she has never served in that structure. But as a young person, I think that she has got experience and knowledge and has been exposed to the many challenges that are affecting young people. And I think she's determined to see young people's life change for better. She's committed towards developing young people in many ways. We can even see in her participation in many social structures that involve youth development. And currently, she is a member of the ANC Youth League National Executive Committee, of which I think also gives her the credit because it means that she is not a newcomer in the politics of the young people. Even the question that I asked her, she was very confident to respond to it during the interviews. And I have also, you know, I was impressed by even the way she answered the many questions that were raised by other members, the way she respects the law. We know that she had there was a ruling. I don't know whether it's a ruling or what, a finding on her by the vetting, and the way she's committed. We saw her clearing that and taking it off the way, so that it does not block her from saving the will of the young people. So for me, I think she stands as a better candidate. Even her position at work, where she is currently working, she is a young woman mine worker, and I think it's historically very few women have been able to work in mines, and she has labored on in the mines. We have seen her work within Love Life as a groundbreaker, trying to turn the tide against issues of HIV/AIDS and how it affects young people. So it is my view that her name should be added into the basket. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Marae. Can I get comments before Honorable Marae on the motivations? No comment. Candidate Joy Maimela is taken to the second round. Honorable Marae.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll keep it short. I want to nominate candidate number 6. If the motivation for 4 of these people around the table was for community and experience, the same is applicable to candidate number 6. If you look very closely to the CV, he carried them very well in the interview. And experience.
Just mention the name, Honorable Marae.
Magadla.
Magadla.
Sia Bonga. What? Yes. It was interviewed as candidate number 6.
Okay.
Yes, former spokesperson of, look at the CV. You see it. He was working in YDA and the Youth Commission. So it's applicable as motivated by the other people around the table for continuity and people with experience.
Okay. Any comment? No comment. Magadla. Siyabonga. Siyabonga Magadla. I think I must refer to first names. I'm going to be in serious trouble, sir. Serious trouble of mispronouncing people's names and surnames. Okay. All right, honorable members, so we have got 11. Okay. Let me help you, members. The first name to be thrown into the basket is Ndumiso Mokako by Honorable Mohapi. The second name is Fiso Mtsweni by Honorable Mkongi. The third name is Andile Biela. The fourth by Kaula. The fourth was Yeshen Pillay by Honorable Tseke. Baveli Letlongwa, Siaduma Biniza, Zandile Majozi, Zandile Myeni, Kenny Murolong, Homoso Joy Maimela, and Siabonga Magala. So we still have to eliminate four names out of this. So I'm proposing that we now get into the detailed discussion of motivation and demotivation. Motivation, and if there is no demotivation, then the names goes to the next, hopefully the final round. Hopefully, because we must get seven. So I'm going to start again. Honorable Jihad.
Chairperson, perhaps I can also suggest, if you check, one of the requirements is to ensure that we consider gender balance. I was going to suggest that let's have a separate pool of women or young women. Out of that, categorize them in terms of the elimination. We'd have number one, two, and three. Then the last, depending on the outcome of the male. I was just saying, if we can do it, that Pepsi can also assist. If you check amongst women, you have Baveli Letlongwa, you have Zandile Majozi, you have Homotso Joy Maimela, you have the Magadla. Yes, Zandile Myeni. Yes. So I was going to suggest, Chairperson, perhaps if you can afford us that opportunity to start, maybe to say how is the sequence, then based on it we are able to know. We can either come to a stage where we are quick in terms of elimination, Chairperson.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I must ask the members, what do you think should be the composition in terms of male and female? Do you think we must go to that, or it doesn't matter whether we have got six males and one female, or so I'm just throwing it to you because this is your process. Just reflect on that to say, as much as possible, you think that we must try and balance, even if it's 4-3. Or 5-2, or 6-1. Let's just take a round of hands, just quickly. Honorable Happy?
Chairperson, because it's an odd number. It's an odd number, Chairperson. I was going to suggest that if you check, you had people that were leading it were more of male, and my submission will be based on institutional memory. So I was going to suggest 4 male, 3 female chair.
Hmm.
It's my suggestion.
Okay. Yeah. A minimum, you're saying minimum of 3.
Yes.
It can be 4.
Yes.
I see members nodding. Minimum. Okay. You must be careful of the decisions you are taking because it's going to impact on your discussion.
No, no, no.
No, it can't be. Nature does not work like that. Honorable Nita?
Chair, I just want to add on your criteria in terms of doing this kind of work.
We are
that.
No, no, wait for it. Let us speak.
Please.
Let us speak.
Thank you. Chair, I was going to say, last time when we were debating, we also emphasized seriously on the issue of geographic spread, the representation in terms of province. So I think we do not need not to lose that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's part of the consideration. Yeah. After everything is said and done, we'll then have to check whether it's the provinces. It's 9 provinces, remember, and we only have 7 candidates. So at the end of the day, not every province is going to be represented, but the principle of geographic spread is well understood. Yes. Honorable Mukongi?
No, I agree with the 2 principles, especially the question of gender and geographical spread. I wanted to suggest continuity and change. Such as continuity and change is one of the principles.
Yeah, I'm coming to you. Geographic. No, I'm coming to you, honorable members. Honorable Tlengwa and honorable Pinky.
I was going to suggest that because we now end up having to find ourselves in a situation where as the principles and criteria increase, and then when you place them on a scale of competing priorities, you're going to run into a bit of a jiffy. I was going to suggest that let us deal first and foremost with the names, and then if we arrive at the final 7, then begin applying the considerations first. I think we're putting the cart before the horse. Otherwise, we should have ordinarily gone through this exercise for shortlisting. So I would say, let's go through the names, notwithstanding the suggestions that have been made, and then look at the final 7 and then check these issues that have been raised, whether that meets that requirement. Then we go back and consider it once that has been done.
Okay. It's a fair point, I think. Shouldn't be an issue with that. Can we get into the names? Honorable Pink, you want to start? You're fine. Okay. Honorable Mahapi is the first to get into
the... I think I'll remain the first. Chair, I still maintain that the name of Ndumiso Thokozani Mokako should be part of the minimum 4 names that we have agreed upon. For the simple reason that, Chairperson, if you check NYDA's performance around the audit outcome, it has yielded positive outcomes. With the injection of Mr. Ndumiso Mokako, who's having a degree in BCom, specializing in financial accounting, internal auditing and financial management. Not only that, if you check again, Chairperson, with regard to the relationship between the NYDA and the local municipalities, he's also conversant with the municipal finances because he did also a certificate with the Vets Business School, the CPMD. So in most instances, I think it will be of paramount importance to ensure that that synergy between the municipalities and the NYDA becomes more effective. Chair, again, if we check, one critical issue that is also faced by NYDA centered around their outreach programs. And if you check, fortunately, the third Mokako studied also with the Rhodes University, has got a certificate around government, media, essentials, tools for editors. It's obvious in terms of marketing, the NYDA also to ensure that it reach out to even those deep rural areas, I think he'll be more conversant as he has dealt with that particular certificate. Chair, I can say more around this, but it is an emphasis to me that academically you have Mukako who sound on top of his level of activism within the youth politics. I think that suffices, Chairperson, to say having Dumiso as part of the board, I think would not be committing a regretful decision, Chairperson. Hence, I submit that in doing so, should be part of the four males that would be nominated to be the candidates to be recommended to the president of the country. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Let's get. We are not repeating the first round.
Yeah.
We are now deliberating. There is a Ndumiso Mokako's name that has been. Any fundamental objection towards this going to the second round? Nothing fundamental in terms of how he performed. It was like Honorable Klango was saying, performance must serve as the key determinant for consideration, and from there you consider all other factors that... I must say I also listened to Mukako. He was towards the end, I think, of the interview process, what we mostly call the graveyard, you know. When you are at the end, it's sometimes difficult. The members are already tired after having interviewed a lot of people. But I think I can confirm that he did raise the bar. I'm sure all members can attest to that. I remember I asked him one of the follow-up questions, which I think he excelled in responding to that follow-up question, which was raised by Honorable Mkongi. I did follow up on it, and I was quite impressed by how he responded to that follow-up question about his understanding of the concept of decolonization as part of the Feast Must Fall. I was quite impressed. I just want to say that as well. Honorable Kaula?
Yeah, I wanted to find out how we move forward. Do you put a name on the table and discuss the name and finish with it first?
Yes.
Before you move to another name?
Yeah.
And in so doing, do we speak both for and against?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
It would be better if we do that, so that if there is a question mark, then we can park the name. We can come back to the name, but we can park it. But if the majority of the members feel that that name has performed and there is no really significant objection on it, then that name then proceed to the next round. If you have got objection about the performance or anything about Mukakwa, then you can raise that. No. You don't. Okay.
No, I don't have an objection. I would support the name. I'll support the name of Mokapo. He performed well, Chairperson. He performed well. There is just one thing that we need to, I don't know how it's going to happen, that the institution will have to instill in him, drawing the line between politics and administration. That's important. I even put it on paper. He's very good. He knows the difficulties. He knows whereabouts is good with his development. But he must, you see, there's a stage when you mature, you grow up, you begin to draw the line. When he gets into this, it's part of maturity. He must be able to draw the line.
Yeah. He studied accounting? Accounting in University of Pretoria. In fact, he answered the question around corporate governance as one of the principles that he studied, both from the King III, I think, as he said, and the now King IV that is supposed to come in. He said he's got that experience there. So I still remember how he responded to some of the issues. But there's obviously an area of improvement. So if the name is supported, I think we must carry it to the next level. okay. Can we get the... I'm hoping to get new hands. I'm hoping to get new hands. Okay, let me start this side.
No, thank you, Chairman. No, I like the way you are running this meeting because it gives us an opportunity to be able to motivate thoroughly our people. You know, one of the issues that have been raised by a number of people, and some of them, they are calling it a campaigning youth development agent, a youth development agent that is in touch with the people, that is the youth. And if you look at how Sfiso was proposing that process, you can see that this is a whole person, it's a whole activist of young people, both in business and also in number of things that the NYTA should deal with. One of the fundamental things that I take is his milestones when he was working for SIDA, where he promoted more than 20 young people entrepreneurs organizations. And that is one of the tasks that this agency should succeed upon. And if we take from those case studies that Sfiso was putting to us here, I'm definitely sure he is the one that we want here, who can be both on the ground with the youth in terms of mobilization of young people towards the national agenda of the country. Secondly, what is important, if you look at the CV, you found that he is or he has been on top of economic and business development structures in the Western Cape. So for me, it's in touch with the strategic tasks of the NYTA. He was not only busy on politics of young people. It was also on the economic participation of young people. And I would like to suggest very sharply that we put Sfiso as number two. I think there were four. One is, and this one, or to me, so we agreed, but we consider putting Sfiso. I can motivate the whole day based on this, but I don't want to do that. Thank you very much.
Well, Sfiso is the candidate. Just to remind members, is the candidate who said he's got a rally voice. I think that will freshen up the minds of the members. Well, from where I'm seated, I think he did well, Sviso. He performed, he was the first candidate. And he did very well. According to me, he was one of the male candidates who performed well, according to me. He was the first. When you are the first candidate, sometimes, you know, you are breaking ice. You know, you are the first that members say, have not heard the other members, so the other candidates, so you are the first. And I think he did very well, according to me. He did very well. I don't know if there is an objection for his inclusion in the next round.
No.
Okay.
You mustn't speak for me, Chief. I'm actually seconding the name, Chief.
Okay. Okay. Let's get the names. Honorable Tengwa.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would like to propose the name of Andile Biela.
Biela.
Chair, one of the things which, maybe hindsight being the best side as well, when we did these interviews for the board in 2012, was that the committee then really emphasized the need of a national footprint for the MID. And at that point in time, we lamented strongly, and I think even if you consider the portfolio committee, which the MID accounts to, the fact that rural communities in the main had found themselves left behind in the MID programs. Now, Mr. Biela has worked in Nganda municipality, and Mtuba Tuba, both which are rural municipalities, championing there the issues of economic development, and particularly for young people. I want to believe that he's done well. Two, Chair, there's a saying, which, taking Africa to the world and bringing the world to Africa. If you look at his CV, he's an international scholar, really. And I think we need to, you know, have those linkages of, you know, best practice for youth development. And his interview speaks for itself, really, being in touch with the issues and having a practical interpretation as opposed to a textbook parroting interpretation of the policies, the legislation. I remember at some point, Chair said, have you read the policy when you were speaking, and you went on to one side pages, but then interpret, as far as I had it quite convincingly, what it is that youth development is about. The third aspect, speaking is fundamentally youth now. But one of the key issues that the NYD is going to be confronted with moving forward is the issue of higher education and students. And the CV here tells you of, I mean, he was president at UNISUL and president at MUT. That is obviously somebody who's very in touch with the ongoing really dynamics which are confronting young people. So I think, Chair, we need that diverse mind in both the theory and the practicalities which come with the you know, Mr. Biel. I think the point that Honorable Kaula raised as well throws a sharp focus to what is the personal development of which he has journeyed on, having cited here that he's doing his PhD now, which really focuses on economic development as well. And I think those are the key issues which, if you look at the triple challenges of poverty, inequality, and unemployment, he keenly well versed on those matters. So I would really motivate Chair that he is equal to the task which are before the NYDA moving forward. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Andile Biela is studying towards a PhD. He is now not full-time employed. I think he said he's unemployed. He was working for Nkandla Municipality. He served as the president of the SRC, I think he says, in two universities. He's a board member of Mandela Washington Fellowship. My only concern is that his response to question number three, because I have, question number two on the NDP, where he said there is a mismatch between the NDP and the National Youth Policy. And his view is that government must create conducive environment for business to thrive. And then when that happens, employment creation for the young people will automatically happen. And on the re-engineering of the economy. I found that to be a bit abstract, theoretically, that it does not that much connect with the reality of the South African society in terms of the issues of youth employment. But I must say that the performance was fine. It was fine. It did indicate that, in fact, he was one of the candidates that read, because he was saying section chapter 9, section, referring us to the pages and the section. I don't know whether that is a reflection of having understand the policy in its entirety and context, or whether it was made just for purposes of impressing the panel. I don't know whether what does that represent. But yeah, I must say the candidate did perform, but I found most of his responses to be a bit more theoretical. Maybe it's because he's a student, he's still studying for the PhD. The perspective from his side is more theory for now than the actual practice of youth development, but that would be my comment. Any further comment? Honorable Mahathi?
Chairperson, yes, indeed. Also, my observation with regard to the candidate, the third candidate, if you check in terms of how he articulated himself, honestly speaking, he was doing well. However, if you go through his CV and check the youth activism, which is also one of the requirements that you need to be youth in your own right, be able to have acquired or accumulated that particular experience. If you check perhaps where he might have excelled or be good in terms of theory, it might have been compromised as a result of limited participation in youth activism, let alone the issue of student involvement, because in most instances, by nature of being a student, you'll always be there. But outside the school classes, your role at the level of the youth politics, honestly speaking, I've tried to go through the CV even during the interview. I could not really pick up focus areas where he has really shown his level of activism around youth formation. So that in itself, Chairperson, leaves also to me in doubt in terms of saying whether practically can the person, if he's given the opportunity, be able to, but it lies with the House really to conclude on this. But that is only one weakness or shortcoming that I picked up, but nonetheless he performed well in terms of articulation. Thanks.
Any further comments? I don't want the response. Yeah. Can we come back to the candidate later? Let's come back to the candidate. Any other motivation? Motivation. Honorable Nita.
Thanks, Chair. I'm coming back, Chair, for immotivation of Ukeni Morolong, Chair. As I indicated before, first, Chair, he is currently part of the NYTA, and obviously he does possess experience in terms of youth development issues, and also in his presentation, his full understanding of the function of the NYTA. And again, Chair, he was able to come up with kind of a proposal on the issue of NYTA not having footprints in rural areas. He was also able to say, moving forward, this is what they plan to turn around the programs of the NYTA. And his own activism as a young person outside the NYTA chair is also showing a very good sign which will contribute in enhancing the work of the NYTA. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Morolong, just taking my notes from the introduction, part of the ANC Young Pioneers at the age of 9. Pioneers at the age of 9. COSAS 1998, board member of the NYDA. So yeah, that's him. If I may just comment, I think we interviewed Kenny twice. The first time was it 2 weeks back? The last time was last year. I think this time around he performed better than he did last year. The level of composure, I think he was well composed. He understood, maybe it's because he's now serving in the NYDA. I think he understands the role of the NDA, the weaknesses in the NDA. There was a proposal that he made that it must be moved from section 75 to section so that it also, the provincial governments must also be responsible, because currently it's now sitting in the national structure. And my impression is that he did well. Honorable Mohapi, Honorable Mukongi.
Jefferson, I was going to say exactly what you said. If you were looking at the performance of Mr. Mohapi, and what is more advantageous to him was he had the ability to relate the theoretical part of NYDA responsibilities and functions vis-a-vis the political expectations that young people would always anticipate from a man of his caliber. And apart from that, Chairperson, earlier on I indicated the importance of institutional memory, that any success of any institution is based on how you sustain the institutional memory. And in that case, Chairperson, I think it will be more prudent if you have Mr. Kenny Morolong to be part of the board with the understanding that you'll also inject the institutional memory into the institution. That will be my submission, Chairperson. I second the name, Chair.
Honorable Kongi. Honorable Kongi concurs. Any further comment? None. We move to the next name. Honorable Kaula.
No, Kenny Moralong first. I also support that. He came with three bodyguards. But he performed well. Yeah, no, he performed very well.
Okay.
Besides Jones, I was choosing them outside. You know, he came with an entourage. And I was choosing them outside to say, oh, your bodyguards. But he performed very well. And you see the question of institutional memory. It's also very important. That's why it takes me to my motivation for Zandile Macho's. on a variety of issues, Chair, you see, we only have four females here. Obviously, we are either going to eliminate one or take all of them. That is number one. We are stuck with that. Number two, you know, Zandile performed very well, especially in respect of having served as a board member and convincing us how the previous board of which she was part turned things around to make the NYDA what it is now, especially on the issues of the financial performance of the board. It was very convincing, Chairperson. She's very involved with the youth matters, and province-wise, it gives us the demographic spread that we are going to be challenged with later on. So I would say, for now, let's also consider her and put her in the next basket of where we are going to. Gauteng. Gauteng.
I'm checking my notes on Zandile Majose. She was what number was she?
Zandile Majose.
Number four. Okay, Zandile is from Soweto. She studied, I think, at high school there in Soweto, matric. She's currently in the NYDA board. Not currently, she was in the former NYDA board. My overall impression of Zandile is that she did well the first time we interviewed her. 2 weeks back, it was not as best as she did the last time. I wouldn't say she's in the league of the excellent performers, but she performed very well. And of the female candidate, I think I had rated at number 3, according to me. number 3, and the motivation about institutional memory, I think it does apply very strongly. Because if you check, the 3 of them that we interviewed, they did well. They contributed towards the clean performance of the institution. There were no issues about each of the 3 candidates that we...
The women.
NYDA. We interviewed three, current or former.
Four.
Yeah, the two of them already we have discussed them. That's why I can easily refer to them because we're discussing them. We've already accepted. So she was a she was part of that team which did well. So in terms of continuity, I wouldn't discount that. I would say that would be a good motivation. The difficulty that we had, and I think it's one of the issues that was raised by a few members, was that we had shortlisted only four female candidates, and about five. But the young lady, of course, don't want to demotivate, but really, it wasn't a good performance. So it was 5 plus 8, is it 8, no? 8 females.
Eight males.
So there was a lot of good performance on the side of the males, and excellent, actually, majority of them, if I may say. So I would say that we do consider Zandile to the next and final round. If there is no objection, unless there is an objection for the name. None. Okay, welcome, Honorable Chief Whip of the Majority Party. We are now on the deliberations. And as you can see, things is going very well. There is understanding almost, because the key issue that we are looking at is performance. And because all of us were there, we know who has performed best or excellent, who has not performed well. So the discussions are not that much difficult. Honorable Chief Whip.
I wasn't going to be long, and again, thanks for the study that colleagues are doing. We are just here to encourage you, colleagues, because you know that this board, this NYDA has been without a board for quite some time. And all fingers are pointing at us as Parliament. So we're just here to encourage you to ensure that at some stage after this process, we do have a board. And we can rely on you to take that wonderful work on behalf of all of us as Parliament. And thank you again for the wonderful work you're doing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Chief Whip. I'm going to get a hand for the motivation.
The next person.
Yeah. No objection on Zandile.
No.
Okay. Next name. Okay, let me take this round and then I'll come. Honorable Mwabe, Honorable Tseke, Honorable Manana, and Honorable Lesoma, Maena, and then we come this side. You will be the first. And then Honorable Mare and Honorable Mukot.
Thank you, Chair. Velaso Mkhulu. Chair, I'm still coming back on the same name that I proposed earlier on, of Mrs. Zandile Mnyeheli. A teacher of economics and business studies. To me, that one in its own adds value to the quality of the people we are looking at and the structure itself. And last week, one was an oversight with one of the committees. What we have observed is the lack of patriotism, especially in our public service. Now, to have someone who goes an extra mile in doing her job, in a sense of actually facilitating championing the Saturday classes for students on her own time, with no supervision, serious indication of patriotism. I don't know. Yes, Chair. No, I was saying, for a young person to do that is a high indication of the high spirit of patriotism, which is lacking in our public servants, and especially those who are leading these structures. Because in as much as we are given a task, but you must show the love you have for your country and the love you have for that particular job by doing whatever in your extra time to make sure that the goals of your work or of your structure are achieved. It is on those basis, Chair, that I think that Zandile is capable to perform the duties. And one of the members have indicated earlier on that apart from studying the act, we must see what the candidate is doing in youth activism. We have seen in the CV that she has been participating in new structures, which also makes her to be the delegate in the several youth parliament seminars, as well as women parliament seminars. That on its own shows that even outside the scope of studying the act, for the purpose of interview, but she does participate in the activities of young people. That would be my submission, Chairperson, that we really consider her as well in this pool. Thank you.
Okay. She's an educator from Umlaz, Zandile Mien. My impression was that she did not sell herself well, just on the introduction. Because the introduction was sort of a platform for her to convince us that she's a good person. My impression was that she did not perform well in introducing her. She did not sell herself to the committee. And when we came to the question, it's particularly question number two, which dealt with the NDP. I think she did not demonstrate any knowledge of what the NDP is about. I think if you are honest, that question was asked by, I can't remember, my notes are a bit, but there was a question which was question number two on the NDP. And my impression is that she didn't fare well on demonstrating to us that she does understand the NDP. It was asked by you, yes. And then the question number four as well, that dealt with the integrated youth development strategy, asked by Honorable Zek. I think she did. I asked her whether she has seen the NYDS. She says she hasn't. She hasn't had a look at the Integrated Youth Development Strategy. So she didn't do well on that question. And that also included the National Youth Policy, which she did not do well. I'm afraid, Honorable, my impression was that the candidate did not perform well, according to me, because there were these three questions which were great. Because the Integrated Youth Development Strategy and the National Youth Strategy talks to the issues around youth development. And if you have got a candidate who has not even read the National Youth Policy and she's attending the interview about the NYDA, then she hasn't prepared herself thorough for the interview. She has got a good background in community work. I think she did explain that she's involved in a number of community development projects around youth development. But my overall impression is that she didn't do well. She didn't prepare enough for the interviews. That's just my view. But can I get comments from the members? Honorable Zaki.
Thank you very much, Che. I think Mrs. Mien has not performed very well, and she has not prepared actually very well when coming to the interviews. Che, I want to agree with you that with regard to question 4 and 5, even my notes confirm that in terms of your integrated youth development strategy and the policy, she was not having any clue on in that regard. And in terms of the question that was relating to the principles of good governance, she was not well, she did not elaborate more on that, Che. And I think in the profession that she is in now, being an educator, I think this country does have a challenge with regard to educators. You know, we can see a lot more teachers retiring, Che. And I think that we still need people like her. We still need young people like her to teach our kids, you know. I think we still need her in that profession of being an educator. So I think that we must retain her in that post-chair as a teacher so that our kids can be able to get proper and quality education. Thank you very much.
Further comments? let's start from Honorable Mohapi. Honorable Pinky will be
Chairperson, I think
following.
Comment made by Honorable Zeke, the latter part, I think it's outside the scope of us as the committee to retain her in the education sector. However, Chairperson, I'm part of the people that posed the question. I remember my question was specifically relating to the NYDA functions. Unfortunately, she could not even relate well because she was, you know, at times you try your luck using common sense, whereas we have the benefit of responses in terms of prepared answers. So in that case, she could not, honestly speaking, relate well. However, in a field where she is, she's still performing well without us saying we should retain her.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think a lot has been said in terms of the manner in which the candidate performed. But for me, just to add just one input, like I think that I would agree that even within the NYDA, we still need people who have got that background of education. But in this instance, the challenge that I have is that Miss Mien did not use to her own advantage the experience that she has as a teacher, because, you know, it takes you to prepare every day for a class, you know. And that routine that she does all the time when she prepares to go to class, she did not use it to her own advantage when she prepared for this interview. And which sort of demotivates her seriousness about the work that she was, like, for me, she, you know, appeared to be taking chances that the opportunity has arisen. And then let me take that advantage because it's open for everybody. So I think the issue of seriousness about the work, because also understanding the relationship like between like the laws that govern NYDA, the policies that are there in government, you know, linking the relation, because our government is not, you know, like we're not working in pillars or silos. She could not clearly articulate on that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. The nice thing about this thing is that there's always a convergence, because we were all in the interview, so almost our notes were the same. And I'm afraid Honorable Mungabe, she didn't do well. She really didn't do well. And I think you'll also understand that it's not that members are just, you know, manufacturing issues. This is exactly what happened in the interviews. And you wouldn't mind if we don't consider for the next. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Honorable Tsaike.
Chapson, I'm motivating the name.
Yeah, proceed.
Oh, okay. But just to check if there's any person who's objecting the name of Mr. Ishan Pile.
Motivate. Motivate. Motivate.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think members have spoken a lot about the institutional memory. And I've indicated previously that Mr. Ishan Pile has been in the board since 2009. And I think the board see it befitting to elect him in 2013 as the chair of the board, because surely they've seen his capacity. So I'm also chair proposing that we retain his name in the last basket. Chair, when we look at his professional development, the CV speaks a lot. Chair, I don't want to mention a whole range of issues in terms of his professional development, but just one or two. Previously, I said as part of the board, he initiated a business grant program for micro and the small business development, which to me is an achievement, because it has managed to assist more than 2,000 young people, micro and small business youth-owned enterprises. And then in his tenure, he has also established an NYDA Tusano Fund, which assists young people. We know we've got a high rate of unemployed youth in this country, so those programs have been able to assist our youth, Chair. In his tenure also, he also initiated the Solomon Mahlangu Scholarship for just to assist our young people to go back to school, and especially in rural, for rural youth. In 2015, Chair, the Prime Media and the Regenesis Business School has presented an Achievement of the Year award to him as a person, Chairperson. So this means that he has done a lot, Chairperson, in the board. And I must agree, Chair, that he is one other young person who's having, you know, a fine brain and being able to articulate issues as was raised in the interview. And in terms of participation, Chair, I don't want to take a lot of participation in the community and the other structures in the country. The CV speaks volume, I think, because the CV actually is published in the website of Parliament and everywhere. I think members can be able to access it and see a lot more issues that have been identified actually in the CV. But I must say that I propose and I request members to retain this name of Ishan Pile. Thank you.
Okay, Ishan was in the former board as the chair, and I was quite impressed about the introduction, I must say, that he did introduce himself very well. But what impressed me, I think, is his solid understanding of policy issues. I think Yeshen is a policy guy, understands policy, the policy architecture of youth development, from the strategy, from the policy to the strategy, to the act. I think he did well in that. I was impressed about how he was able to unpack logically his understanding of the National Youth Development Agency. When he spoke about governance, you know, governance is about structures and systems. Structures in terms of, you must have these committees that looks at this, the systems, that there must be a particular way in which you must assess the performance of the organization in terms of the system. I think it did well. It's one of the candidates who was able to define quite clearly what is a strategy, what is a vision, and unpack that, and good governance. I was impressed about his performance. I think he did well. He was very solid. He demonstrated solid understanding. So that would just be my comment as I was doing with each candidate. You see, I was taking serious notes here. And I would rank him among those excellent performers. Any comment? I see Honorable Kaula is nodding his head.
I want to agree with the name proposed, but we don't discuss much this one because it's good. But because you made this comparison first, I'm tempted to also go there. I was a bit disappointed. His performance was not as good as the other performance when we last met.
Okay.
He was also a little bit flat in terms of when you compare, but I don't want to go to that interview. We are not considering that interview. We are considering this one.
Mm.
His performance was okay.
Okay.
I want to say that considering the challenges that the NYDA had, I think the institutional memory element and aspect is important. So if you don't run the risk of regressing, you're not saying that the NYDA is perfect and that they've perfected. I don't want to also create a perception that it's perfect. But if you look at the historical trajectory, you can realize that a lot of good work was done. I think we must give credit to where it's due. Obviously, a lot of challenges lie ahead. But I think on the basis of what the current board, I just think the issue of the clean audit for me speaks to functional systems, clear adherence to treasury regulations, PFMA. Whether the impact is there is a different story, but in terms of in-house, I think they successfully turned those things around. So I think that credit must go to Yeshen.
Any further comment? Honorable Lesoma?
To one point, Chair, the issue of demographics, it takes care of that. Thank you.
Okay. Any objection on the name? None? Okay, we take your share. Can we break now for... Is lunch ready? We do both a body break and a lunch at the same time. We will be back at 1:45. Is it too much? 30 minutes.
But he had a round. I had a proposal.
Yeah, but
the last session was the Honorable
Manana. I'm quite aware, Honorable Manana. I'm quite aware of that I've pointed to.
but now it's time to go to lunch. Yeah. And we are going to go to lunch, honorable members. Because the body needs to rest.